There are a bunch of $1 coins that were sent to Perth years ago from the Royal Australian Mint, which are now estimated to be worth a few dozen bags worth. Worth checking your wallet, the jam jar you keep your coins in, or your purse, definitely. Mark Nemtas is from the Australian Coin Collecting blog, and he joins us now to explain a little bit about this. Mark, what do these coins look like, and why are they going for so much money?
They look like a normal dollar coin with kangaroos on the tail side and the Queen's head on the head side. But because the head side was struck with a 10-cent die instead of a dollar die, the Queen's head is a little bit smaller and there's a double ring that goes around the head side of the coin.
All right, so if you're lucky enough to have one of these unusual coins, how much are they selling for?
Well, they generally go for, you know, at least $500 and up to $1,000. If you can find one in better condition that hasn't circulated as much as the other coins, they can go for $1,000 or more.
What a jackpot to find one of those $1 coins and knowing it could go for $500 to $1,000. You weren't lucky enough to find one, were you, Mark?
Actually, I've managed to find three.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I have.
And what do you do with them? I mean, being a, you know, the Australian Coin Collecting blog, do you sell them or you want to keep them?
Well, I kept one and I sold two.
Did you? That is great.
Yeah.
What a jackpot for you. Well done.
Absolutely. Thank you.
How did this printing error happen originally?
Well, at the Royal Australian Mint in Canberra, they make millions of coins a year and someone got out the wrong die and put it in the press and they struck, you know, probably about 6,000 coins before they realised what was going on. But unfortunately, it was too late and those coins managed to get out of the mint in Canberra and they were actually shipped to Perth and that's where they were first found.
And how many do you think might be around? You've found three.
Yeah, I found three. A lot more than three, probably about 6,000 or 7,000.
Well, there should be quite a few in circulation then. Is it really clear when you see one of these coins that there is something different about it?
It absolutely is. Once you know what to look for, you can almost spot them from the other side of the room.
Yeah. And what if someone does find one? They're frantically going through their purses as we speak. What should they do?
Well, they could, if they need confirmation, they could contact us through our website and, you know, we're quite happy to look at photos and things like that. And if they want to sell it, then they could, well, I don't know if anyone has Yellow Pages anymore, but look in the Yellow Pages for local coin dealers or sell it themselves through online auction sites.
Mm. Now, you've been a collector for almost 20 years. How often does something like this occur?
Well, we're pretty active on social media and things like that. And, you know, we see a lot of posts every week and you might see one or two of these found a week that people post up online. So they are still around.
Yeah, but I mean in terms of other times, has this happened with other coins?
In Australian history, this is probably the biggest mistake that the Australian Mint has made. There's been a few more mules, but those coins are, you know, numbering half a dozen or so. Internationally, it happens a lot more often, but certainly in Australia, this is the biggest one.
Wow. And so what did you do with your, I don't know, $2,000 or so?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I might have spent it on groceries or on a holiday or it was a few years ago that I got rid of them.
Oh, wow. Well, look, thank you for being part of our show today. And I'm going to check through my coins when I get home and through my purse when I get off air as well. Hopefully I'm as lucky as you. I only want to find one. Thank you so much for that. Appreciate it. Mark Nemtas, he's from the Australian Coin Collecting blog, just talking about that mistake that was made with the $1 coins. And if you do have that mistake, one of those coins, you'd be lucky enough to pick up $500, $1,000, definitely worth checking your jam jar. Shortly, we're going to be talking about anxiety and how to deal with it. 4 o'clock.